what happened on the night of, right before February 3rd when the plane crashed shortly after 1 a.m., was that Holly had entered into this winter dance party tour because he needed the money. He was recently married. His wife was now pregnant. He was starting his own publishing company. So even though he knew it would be a miserable experience, because the tour started on January 23rd, and it went through February 15th. It covered 24 cities.
Was he the headline?
He was he was the headliner, but believe it or not, Richie Valens had the hottest song, and he was only 17 years old.
Was it La Bamba? Was that
La Bamba got him on American Bandstand, and he had the song Donna, so he had some hits. He was only 17 years old, so even though Holly was the best-known name, Richie Valens had the highest-scoring song. The last song that Buddy Holly recorded, or that was released, his latest single when he died, was a song that was called, ironically, I Guess It Doesn't Matter Anymore. And the song wasn't doing very well. Of course, after the plane crash, a lot of records were sold, and the song jumped to the tops of the English charts because Buddy Holly was still, the major act there. But I want you to imagine that you're playing 24 cities, you've got 3 weeks to play it, and sometimes they had to travel 500 miles a night after they performed. And then they would play another city, and sometimes they would have to backtrack the same way they went to do another.
Okay.
And it was miserable. And they were on school buses, and a reconditioned school bus, which means it was old. The heat went out. Carl Bunch, the drummer's feet were frozen. He went into a hospital, and Buddy Holly would play drums for Dion, and Dion would play drums for Buddy Holly because Dion and the Belmonts were another group of performers. It was miserable. So Holly rented a plane. I think he paid $36 per seat, and he wanted to get to the next show, which means they would have to fly to Fargo, North Dakota.
Now, was this a single engine or twin?
It was a single engine.
Single.
It was a Beechcraft.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bonanza. And the next show was at Moorhead, Minnesota, so they flew into Fargo, or that was the plan. And then it becomes legendary because the Big Bopper had the flu, and he wanted a seat on the plane. But Holly had rented the plane for himself and Waylon Jennings and Tommy Alsop, who were the Crickets at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, Waylon Jennings enjoyed the camaraderie on the school bus. So, it wasn't really a big deal for him to fly. So, he and the Big Bopper cut a deal that the Bopper can have his seat if Waylon is given the Big Bopper's new sleeping bag. So, he takes the sleeping bag.
So, he could curl up with that on the cold bus.
Well, he thought that would be a good trade. So, the Big Bopper got a seat. Now, the strange thing is that Richie Valens was terrified of flying, and he used to have nightmares about flying. He'd gone to his grandfather's funeral one day, and he and his family saw this plane plummeting from the sky. They followed the path of the plane, and it crashed into the schoolyard where Richie Valens attended school,
and it
killed, I think, 3 students and injured 90 more. And it crashed, and one of Richie Valens' best friends was killed in that crash. So he had this terrible fear of flying. But for some reason that night, and you talk about luck, Tommy Alsop was determined to take that plane ride because he didn't like being on the school bus. So Buddy Holly told him, he said, go back and make sure we got all our amplifiers. And Richie Valens had been bothering Tommy Alsop about, let me have the seat, man, let me fly. I've never been in a small plane, let me fly. And Alsop went back to get the amps, double-check everything. Richie Valens was there and said, come on, man, let's flip a coin. So Richie Valens flips a coin called heads. It's a half dollar. It turns up to be heads. And Richie Valens says, hey, this is the first time I ever won. When they took him to the airport, the Big Bopper was in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Richie Valens got into the back seat. Buddy Holly was in the first. And before he got into the plane, he and Waylon Jennings, who had come to see him off.
And there was a pilot, Roger
Peterson. Roger Peterson, who was only 21. And as they were getting ready to leave, Buddy Holly looked at Waylon Jennings and he says, hey, I hope your old school bus freezes up. And then Waylon Jennings looks at him and says, yeah, and I hope your plane crashes.
Oh.
And Waylon Jennings said that bothered him of his life.
Yep.
It was a haunting moment. And it's going to play a major role with Jennings after he hears about the crash. But another story goes that Tommy Alsop, the guitarist, was expecting a check from Western Union from his parents. So Buddy Holly was going to pick the check up. So he took Tommy Alsop's wallet with him and put it in his pocket. And then the plane took off. Now, this was the problem, and part of the legend is that as the observers watched the Big Bopper and Richie Valens get in the back, Buddy Holly in the front, after the crash, it was determined that the Big Bopper was in the front seat. That's why he was thrown 40 feet from the plane. And the question was, how did they change places in the plane?
Because it was very, very tight, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and the Big Bopper was a big guy.
Yeah, he was.
So if Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper were trying to change places, then, you know, the plane crashed within 5 miles, I think, of the airport. So it didn't go very far. And the cause of the crash, I mean, the owner of the airline said his pilot was not at fault. And I remember reading an article where he said he could really tell the National Enquirer a great story about it, but he's afraid it hurt too many people.
Well, what could it have been?
Well, see, it was never told. But there were rumors. And see, this is where we get into the thing. I think that the Big Bopper Jr. wants to solve some of the great rumors of the period. And I'll explain.
And he's looking for two things. One is, did my dad survive the crash impact and die trying to go for help? I guess he just wants to know that.
Well, yeah.
And then the other one was, did a gun go off? Was it fired on board that plane?
Well, I think I can answer one of the questions. Okay? And we'll see what happens because, you know, that Dr. Bill Bass at the Body Farm at the University of Tennessee, which is very close to where I live, he's going to be doing the study, and I think it starts in March. But Buddy Holly did have a gun, and it was in a briefcase. He had also, right before the plane took off, he had taken out $200 as an advance because he needed the money because Buddy Holly wanted to get his clothes laundered and rest in a comfortable bed before the next performance. So he did have a gun, and it was in a briefcase. Now, the legend about the gun was, let's take a scenario that some people have speculated about this. Let's say the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly were exchanging seats as the plane was rising. And the story goes that perhaps, maybe the briefcase opened, he reached for the gun went off, shot the pilot, the plane crashes, and that's the story. Now, the idea of the gun wasn't known at the exact scene of the plane crash.
Well, but if the gun went off and shot the pilot, why does Jay Richardson, the Big Bopper Jr., want to examine the father's remains to settle the rumor about the gun being fired? I mean, unless the bullet hit him, too.
Well, that's what the question was. Did the gun go off? Did it hit the Big Bopper as they were exchanging seats? Did it then ricochet and hit the pilot? Now, I mean, I don't believe
that. Who would even think of that?
Well, I mean, remember the magic bullet at Dallas, you know? I mean, everybody's open to conjecture on what happens because why did this plane crash within 5 miles? Now, when the review was done, they credited it to pilot error. And one thing we do know about Roger Peterson was that a year earlier he had failed an instrument test for flying. Mm. And the plane he flew that night did not have the navigation system of any plane he had flown.
And wasn't it cloudy and snowy?
Cloudy and snowy. There was snow on the ground. It was snowing in front. So what appeared to be going level, he was actually in a small nosedive. And the people, as they saw the plane, they watched the taillights of the plane going down, but they didn't hear anything. So after the crash, I think they lay there in the field for a number of hours before the ambulances came. And the bodies were, all three of the rock stars were thrown from the plane. Roger Peterson was in the plane, and he was mangled into the equipment. And after they took the bodies to the funeral homes or to the morgues, Roger Peterson, I think, stayed in the plane for 3 hours for the investigation before they removed him.